Oh, v'yelamai gedela chazaka. Like if so, what's so great about the chazaka then? As we said before in the verse, Rashi said, "The gomer of Yesi lo malonu lahashpes chaskosam." Like ma yesh lo kashtamatolo. Like what's the big kiddush? What are you telling me about the chazaka? So great. Like you're not doing anything with it. So Gemara says that mikora ochel b'trum with rabbanan. Before they only ate trum with rabbanan. So Rashi sharei begoyel hoyu shein shom trum min atayra. The chol mitzvah shitlu yiboritz einon heges elaberos kanamina bekedushin. That they were no truma begoyel in golus and bogel was only with rabbanan. Truma with rice is only in Eretz Yisrael. So who were there in goyla they only ate truma with rabbanan. And hashta now that they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, ochel b'truma d'iraisa. Now will be matter them to continue eating truma even though in Eretz Yisrael to shalach from the nisa d'iraisa. So the Kura here, you see the Raya is called Gedel HaChazaka. Chazaka is a great thing. That because of the Chazaka, the way they were on Tuna, they were eating Truma, we're still going to let them eat Truma now also. The boy is saying another Teretz says, no, Hashtan Nami Truma the Rabbonin. It could be now, even after they come in Teretz Yisrael, we're only matter them to eat Truma the Rabbonin. Truma the Rabbonin either means it grows in the Otz of Shena Nokuf, or else it means of Teres. Because Midiraisa, Truma is only on Dog and Teres Vyitzer, only on the 5 million. Of the grain and on olives and on grapes, all of the minim is only with the rabbonim. See, even now also that we give them truma teeth is only from the sham minim. But the truma, the iraisa loyochol, but anachnami truma the iraisa we're not going to let them eat. So Mora says the chimaskin. Therefore, the chimaskin and truma liyuchsin. When does that man liyom say you see Ukraine eating truma? You have a right to say is miyuchesses. Can you let him marry into the mishpacha? But truma the iraisa. It's only if you see the crane eating mamish trum with your isa. But the trum with the rabbonin, le maskinon. But if he's only eating trum with the rabbonin, then takas le maskinon, we don't prove, we don't say he's miyuchesis. So therefore, again, there's no, it goes to everybody here. So for the Gemara again, via le mai gedele chazaka, says, so what's so great about the chazaka then? So if the Gemara asks, like, what's so great about the chazaka, lechura since midiraisa, he can't eat trum anyway. It's only with the rabbonin, what's so great about the chazaka? So more says like this: Adiapagav yikla migzim mishum truma. The iraisa like Azrinan. That really there's a swear to say now when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, we should not let him eat truma, even truma the rabbanan, because once he starts to eat truma, we should be afraid maybe he'll eat from the dog on tirish v'yitza that grows in Eretz Yisrael. That there is a chi of truma with iraisa. So I should be afraid maybe he'll come to eat truma with iraisa. Kamashmula, no, we don't make the gzera. Why not? Because gedei lachazaka. Since before they were becheskas kahanim, that they were eating truma begvulin, even though they were on a truma drabonin, we're still making now for them to eat truma drabonin in Eretz Yisrael. For the moral book, see right, the postik says, Har shelo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim. It just says now when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they can eat from the kabonos, from the kodesh hakadoshim. But it's a diik though, mikodesh hakadoshim hu de lo yochol. Only from the kodesh hakadoshim, that's what he can eat from. Ha betruma dirais ochol, from mashma, from regular truma with dirais, that he could eat from. So hura, it's mashma, even dirais to kiddi truma. So where it says, hokikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. Loi bemidi dikra kodesh. He can't eat anything that's called kodesh. And Rashi says, behind the truma, that means truma. In other words, he cannot eat truma. That's called kodesh. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'chsiv v'chol zan liyecho kodesh. And it's talking about a truma. So you see, truma is called kodesh. And who are the pasuk is saying, loi bemidi dikra kodeshim. And that's something of kodeshim, either he can eat. Because the pasuk says, "The bas koyin kisil yizar, he b'srumas hakodeshim lo yisoichel." If a bas koyin gets married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat from kodeshim and b'trumas hakodeshim. V'yom amar, what does it mean to say b'trumas hakodeshim? It means b'moirim min hakodeshim lo yisoichel. Anything that comes out from the kodeshim, she's not allowed to eat. So Rashi means afilu chazov v'shoik shoshlomim. Even the regular portions of a korban shlomim hanecholim l'noshe kanim l'avdayim. That a kohen's allowed to take home and give to his wife and to Yavodim. That's what it means. And v'yom amar g'rashi b'yivom is a prerogation with Torah. So b'vas kohen, shenistas li'yisroel, v'nastis amonu grusha v'zerein lo shechazeros l'truma saviyya. V'yene chazeros l'chazo v'shoik, v'yalot lo mahay kruok, yisi li yizar hi b'sumas ha-kodesh shum ha-seichal. We learn now the kitzarov from this posik that when a bas kohen was married to Yisroel, and even though later when the husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma, but a korbanah from Kodeshim she can eat. What does Kodeshim mean? The Murim and a Kodeshim, the Kitzit means from the Korban Shlomim, the Chazov Eshoik. So that's Pshat over here. that these kanim were not allowed to eat either from truma midiraisa, or else they're not allowed to eat from kodeshim, from the karbonis, also they weren't allowed to eat. So, therefore, that's pshat from the hakazaka that them is what we're allowing them to eat truma midrabonin, and the chiddush is even though now they're in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to make a gzera maybe also to come to eat the truma midiraisa. Kamashmula, no, we don't make this gzera. Toshima, come in here. Says what chazaka lekuhuna nesias kapayim bebovel. Mashma chazokin bovel. How do we know somebody's a kohen? If we see him making nesias kapayim, that's the right, he's a kohen in bovel. V'yachilas chala besuria. And if we see somebody eating chala in Surya, that's the right, he's really a kohen. So Rashi explains why in bovel punkted nesias kapayim. So Rashi says, because in bovel, like whoever sees him, whether he duchin, Barabim, so he could say for sure he's a kohen, because Rashi said there were yeshiva there or bezdin kavua, and they were both kemacha noisa kapayim. They made sure that the kahanim that duchen were emes kahanim. Mashenkin eating chal or eating truman in bovel chutzlarts, that's only midrabbonin. It's not midiraisa. Therefore, they weren't that makpid. Therefore, you can't learn out from somebody eating chal in bovel to say that for sure he's a good kohen. But if somebody duchen, that's a rai, he's a good kohen. Mashenkin in Surya. Rashi says, "He Aram Tzayvah Shekibsha David." This is the part, the new land that David Hamelach made a kibush on. The Chibru Eretz Yisrael. He was mechaber. He attached to Eretz Yisrael. Oksaver Haytana. This Tana holds that kibush Yochid Shemay Kibush. That David Hamelach captured Eretz, this part of Eretz, this part of the land of Syria. He made it into Eretz Yisrael. It has now midiraisa the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The chaloso truma diraisa. Therefore, what grows it, they call chala from the dough. Or the take off truma from the dog and furious for Yitzhak, that's midiraisa. Gesaka taiter tana chala boadin la truma. When it says chala the habimini is who did, he means truma. So therefore in Surya, if you saw somebody eating chala, that's an isid diraisa. So therefore for sure, like we know for sure that he's a good kain, and therefore it's malon liyuchsin from the fact that they ate chala in Surya. Nelimor says baita bechilak matonois bikrochim. The fact that you see them giving out the matonis, Rashi says, that means azroya v'lechayayim. When you have an animal, there's an inyan of matnas kuna to give to the kohen, the azroya v'lechayayim, the jaw. And the lechayayim is like the jaw, and the azroya is the thigh. The kruachim, Rashi says, in the big cities, v'yafagav yisurin ein yisur lezarim, hayo v'kruachim lachim shvachim en mutsuyim boi, like it's not really an Isser for Zar Tidit, it's only a Matnes Kuna, but the Pshat is, since these are the Krochim in the big cities, everybody passes by and people see who you give it to. So if the person takes this Rav L'chayayim, that's a proof that he's a Kayin. The person would be Mechutzet to take it if he's not really a Kayin in the Krochim. So Gemara says, what's negated to us is Ketoni Mias Akoponim, we learned here that Nesias Kapayim. If you see a person duchen and make Nesias Kapayim, that's a right that he's a kohen. So my love for Yuchsin doesn't mean even for Yuchsin we can marry him also, but Teres a kohen. Loyal to Truma. Just means to say that we'll be able to give him Truma. Hirashi says, a Roya Noisi Kapa Vabovel. This only helps again to give him a din of to eat truma, a kohen to eat truma, but not for yuchsin. For yuchsin is a maila who need more than just these proofs. For the more of a dumya, the achilas chala katoni. It says like the eating of achilas chala. So Rashi, yeah, the what? Ma achilas chala le yuchsin, afna siyas kapayin le yuchsin. It's to have a meaning with chala, for sure is not get to yuchsin. And just like chala, if you see a person eating chala, it's a proof that he's a kohen for yuchsin, who would in a siyas kapayin? So Rashi says, what's the Havamin here? Dila truma pshita, higufa trumi, ukvar huksak bo. Like just after say eating chala would be a proof that it's a kohen to give him truma, that's pshita, because chala itself is called truma. So when it says achilas chala is called a chazaka, the chur means to say that it's for yuchsin. So just like for chala it's for yuchsin, hu adin, the siyas kapayim is for yuchsin. So Gemara says, loy achilas chala gufa la truma. I tell you, maybe know that that we say if he eats chala, he's luchsa to be a kohen. It could be only means again to give loving me truma. So what's the pshat then? And ksova chala b'zman hazeh the rabbonin who truma the yiraisa chala b'zman hazeh. We'll soon see the pshat is only mid rabbonin. Mashenkin eating truma is mid yiraisa.
So therefore, and the chiddush is umaskin and mechal the rabbon le truma the raisa. That's the chiddush. That even though he's only eating challah right now, which is only nisa the rabbonin, still we'll mask him to be a kohen that will even give him truma teeth, even though truma b'zman hazeh mi raisa. Ukidiyapech lu rafuna bread of Yeshua the rabbonin. And the way Rav Huna Ben Yeshua changed it around to the Rabbanon, like we'll soon see later. That this Chiddush, that Challah is only Midrabbanon, and Shum is Midiraisa, so that's this Chazaka, that if we see him eating Challah, we could be Machzik him to be a Kain, that we'll let it give him Truma also. Yes, a touch of Sofa, we have no proof if from the CS Kapayin we're Machzik Liyusin or not. So where it says Toshima, come now bring another proof. It says what Chazaka Lakuna Nesias Kapayim Vechila Gronas Beretz Yisrael. That what that Chazaka Lakuna is Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchening Vechila Gronas and giving out by the fields, by the farmers, giving out their truma to the person is also right. He is a kain Beretz Yisrael. Over Surya over Chol Mokem Shashluchei Rosh Chodesh Magid. If any place that the Shluchei Rosh Chodesh gets there, in other words, a traveling of 15 days outside Yerushalayim, is Nesias Kapayim Raya Abaloi Chilak Ronis. There in these places of Surya, B'chol Makom Shluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyin, Nesias Kapayim Duchening, that's the proof that he's a Kohen, Abaloi Chilak Ronis. But Sam giving out the Truma, that's not a proof. So Rashi says, why not? The Truma did do Lav Yeraisa. Because giving out truma in these places are not midiraisa. Of the Suryanam, even in Surya, Haitana Sova, the Kibush Yochid Loishime Kibush, or the Plukta de Tanoi Bach Nusas, Machloikis. So this time knows that in Surya, even though Dovid HaMelech was Kovash Surya, it only has Kedushim with the Rabbanan. So therefore, the truma is only with the Rabbanan, therefore, there's no proof. But Nesias Kapayan, that's still a good proof. Now it says, Over Bovel Kesuria. Bovel has the same halacha like Surya. That Nesias Kapayim is a proof, and not Chilagronis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Afal Asandri Yeshom Mitzrayim. The same thing in Asandri Yeshom Mitzrayim with the same halachas. Yeboi Shoin at the beginning, why? Bevneshe Bezdin Kvu Yenshom. Because there used to be a Bezdin Kvu there in Alexandria. So therefore, when the people went to Duchin, it was only because he was a Kayin. That's a proof that really is a Kayin. So Mora says, I call upon him Ketoni Mias, went over here, Ketoni Mias. That Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchening, that's a proof that he's a kohen. So my love Luyuchsen doesn't that even mean Luyuchsen also it's a proof that he's a kohen. Loy lechala, it only means techala. Why hodunya the chila geronis ketoni? It's just like chila geronis, giving out the tfua in the fields. Ma chila geronis Luyuchsen, chur is the kasha. Should be done with the chila geronis, just like chila geronis. Is even Luyuchsen, so we could even marry him, is af Nesias Kapayim Luyuchsen. Nesias Kapayim, if you see a kohen duchenin, should also be a proof that he's a real kohen, even for Yuchsin. Smora says, Loi, Achelet Chilek Geronis Gufa Lechala. I tell you that the fact that we see them giving out a truma by the field, it's also not a proof 100% that he's a kohen. It's only a proof enough that we're allowed to give him challah. What's the chiddush? That Kisova, this time holds, truma bizman is the rabbonin. But we'll soon see the svaris. The bizman is there, truma is on him the rabbonin. For the challah, the yiraisa. And challah is midiraisa b'zman hazeh. And therefore the chiddush is, O maskina mitruma de rabbonin lechallah de yiraisa. Even though we only see him eating truma de rabbonin, that's enough of a chazaka to say that he's a kohen, and we're allowed to give him challah. But for Yuchsin, could be it's not believed. For Yuchsin, it's not enough of a proof to say that he's a real kohen. Well, it says, U'kidashkechino rafuna bread rav Yeshua de rabbonin. The yom rafuna bread rav Yeshua. I found Rabbanan and Veirav in the Beis Medrash like the Yatsvi, they were sitting on Karma, they were saying like this, that Afilu Loman the Yoma, Truma Bizman is the Rabbanan, even if you want to say now after the Churban Abayis, says no more Kedusha Teretz Yisrael, the Truma is only with Rabbanan, but Yishino Chalu the Yeraisa, Bizman is there, the Chiev to give off Chala is with Yeraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Sherei Zayin Shekivshu, the Zayin Shechilku, at the first 14 years when the Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. The 7 years they were still Kavash, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then it took 7 years to make Chalukah to divide up Eretz Yisrael. In the Neschaivu B'chala, those first 14 years there was a Chiyav to give up Chala. But in the Neschaivu B'truma, there was no Chiyav to give Truma yet. So Rashi says, why was there a Chiyav to give Chala then? To Yechzid B'vayachem El Oretz. Tanya Bestefri, Rabbi Shimon Leimah, Shina Kosev Biyazu Mikol Biyah Shematera. Why is this Biyah different than all other times? Shemukul Nema Kisavo, Kiyaviyach Ovekam Bevoyachim, Lelamdecho Shekivon Shenichnusu Bo Neschaivu. That as soon as Kleistor came into Eretz Yisrael, as soon as Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, right away they had a chiyuv to give off challah. But lo nischaivu b'trumas ha'maisir, t'chsiv degoncho tfuah zarechem. Ham yuchedes lecho, that's b'myuchet for you. And that's only after Zayin Shekivshu and Zayin Shechilku, then it's called miyuchet lecho. So that's one sheet. To say that Truma was only had the chiyuv after Zayin Shechilku, Mashenken Chala was Chal right away. And he answered back, no, I said back, just the opposite. That if you want to say Truma is more of a chiyuv, Truma b'zmanazeh is the Raisa, but you should know Chala the Rabbonin. Chala b'zmanazeh is only with the Rabbonin. The Tanya, because it's not like this. The Pasuk says, b'vayachem eloretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when there's a chiyuv to give up Chala. B'vayachem, if it just says coming in, Yochel, I would have thought. Mishenichnusu lo shnayim mishloishim meraglim. It'll be enough of just two or three meraglim, two or three spies come into Eretz Yisrael right away. There's a chiyuv to give off truma. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says no b'vayachem when you're coming in, which means we dashin b'vias kulchem amarti. Only if everybody comes in. For loy b'vias miksaschem, and that with only a few of the yidden go in. There was. When is there a chiyuv to give off challah? That's only b'vias kulchem, when the whole Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, b'chiyas kinu ezra, by the base of...